This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. The southeastern United States is home to the largest population of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. It's according to data found in several nationwide surveys. It might seem surprising to some, since most southeastern states have few, if any, policies protecting LGBT people. WBHM's Esther Chemikili reports in a team trying to learn more about the lives of LGBT people in the South.
Alexa and Barbie Beatty met 12 years ago while playing in a Birmingham softball league. Alexa played third base. Barbie played left field.
I had the best view ever. I don't know.
And then Barbie thought I was going to be this terrible softball player.
Yeah, because she had pink pants.
Look at this pretty girl.
And she was just so prissy and so girly and everything. And I was like, she's going to suck. But she was awesome.
Barbie was too shy to ask Alexa out, but eventually she worked up the courage to start talking to her. They started dating, and for more than a decade have been apart only a handful of times. They got married in Washington, D.C. in 2013, before gay marriage was legal in Alabama. They started a family 2 years ago and now have a daughter.
Can you say something, Michael? Say awesome.
Awesome.
Alexa and Barbie were born and raised in Alabama, one of the most conservative states in the nation. Both say discrimination has never been an issue, except by one person, Barbie's mother. She's Christian and doesn't accept her lifestyle. Barbie's relationship with her mother is rocky, but she tries not to think about it. The Southeast is home to roughly 35% of LGBT people in the U.S., the largest LGBT population in the country, according to data compiled by the Williams Institute at UCLA. Eric Wright chairs the sociology department at Georgia State University. He says there are a number of factors behind this.
One of which is that the cost of living, generally speaking, is lower in the U.S. South than other parts of the country. There's also been what some researchers have called a reverse migration, particularly of minorities.
Meaning many Southern LGBT people who migrated to more progressive areas of the country are coming back to the Southeast. To find out why so many call this home, Wright and his research partner, Ryan Romerman, with the LGBT Institute in Atlanta, created what they call the Southern Survey. It's a comprehensive study that seeks to examine the lives of LGBT people across 14 Southern states. Here's Romerman.
One of the things that we want to be able to accomplish through this survey is to be able to provide our nonprofit partners across the South with data that they can use for policy development, grassroots organizing, and fundraising.
The survey is by and for LGBT people in the South. Wright says this may help them better understand individual needs of the community, such as housing for transgender people or health services for lesbians living in rural areas. And he says it will also help decipher the needs of this community in different Southern states. According to the LGBT Institute, more than half of the 100 anti-LGBT bills proposed this year were drafted in southeastern states. The survey is open through this month, and the team expects to release its findings early next year. For WBHM, I'm Esther Chamakili.